You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Dan Ariola, the CEO and founder of ID Commerce and Logistics, a premier outsourcer specializing in product fulfillment, promotional fulfillment, and enterprise solutions. As a trusted partner for Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and other leading organizations, they offer a broad solution suite designed to execute each aspect of their business and effectively integrate all operational channels for maximum return and efficiency. Mr. Ariola, a pleasure to have you with us today on eCommerce Radio.
Hey, good afternoon. Big fan of the show.
Yeah, thanks for that, and always great to have fans as part of the programming here, so certainly appreciate that. For starters, Mr. Ariola, what is the most common misconception companies have about 3PL or third-party logistics services?
Well, the most common is they don't understand our operations, right? They do it in-house. They think they know the ins and outs, and it's their baby, and it's an extension of themselves. So they think that a third-party company like ourselves couldn't possibly do it as well as they are, and they're doing it, and it's just not accurate. You know, the 3PLs are experts, right? So we live and we breathe logistics. So when we go into a situation, we're going to bring best practices, technologies, and just like all the up-to-date thinking as it relates to, you know, third-party logistics and logistics, you know, overall. The other one I always hear is outsourcing is too expensive for me, which just doesn't hold a hold up. You know, when you look at it, you're really going to pretty much a variable price model, which is the outsourcing model on 3PL versus a fixed cost price model if you do it in-house. Other than just some basic monthly fees that you might have, you know, working with a 3PL, you know, storage or whatever it might be, for the most part, your fees are going to be tied into order volume, and order volume equals revenue. So the more orders you get, the more revenue you're generating, and sort of, you know, controlling some of the fees associated with those orders going out. And then what you're doing is, you know, by going in with a 3PL's infrastructure from technology and, you know, the facilities and so on, you're managing and spreading labor across multiple clients. You're managing the cost and spreading the technology cost over lots of different clients. And so it's allowing you to participate in those savings. And it's just it's just a better, more cost effective and better solution in outsourcing, you know, these services.
Tell us, what is the biggest benefit for retailers when enlisting 3PL services?
Yeah, I think it's a couple things. So it's scale, expertise, the ability to exit a business that's not core to what you're doing, which is, you know, logistics 3PL for the most part. And then I'll go back to, you know, a variable price model. I'll use the example of scale, right? So many retailers, you know, it's a seasonal business. Either you have a huge Q4 spike or it's a seasonal product, and let's say it's summer driven, you're selling bathing suits or whatever it might be. And if you do it in-house, you need all the infrastructure to support those peak months, right? But in the down months, you're still on the hook for all that infrastructure, the building, insurance, technology, management. In a 3PL, you can scale up or down. You're working with experts. They're leveraging the best of breed, you know, best practices, technology, you know, whatever it is. And it's a huge benefit to your clients so that they can go and focus on, you know, the things that they're really great at, whether it's marketing, product development, and let experts handle the heavy lifting of logistics, because it is a complicated business and you can't know it all. So those are some of the benefits, I think, in working with a 3PL.
And taking that further, Mr. Ariola, what is the biggest challenge facing retailers entering into the e-commerce market?
Yeah, so what I've seen in just sort of the last couple of years, it's actually talent. And you're seeing more and more key positions at retailers being filled by people with a digital background, more so than the traditional, you know, retail background. I think the ability to, you know, think think a little differently, right? What made you successful in, you know, the store location retailers, it just may not be able to be replicated in e-commerce. I also think, you know, what we've seen is there's always this natural conflict of interest between you know, store margins and your online margins, and the retailers, you know, try to protect both. I think it was Jeff Bezos, and I could be messing up the quote, but it's he says, "Your margin is my opportunity," and I think he's right. It's just sort of this, you know, kind of understanding the two, and you're really working with two different animals, but both obviously very important. And how do you sort of either, you know, integrate them or make them an extension of one another, I think is you know, some of the challenges that retailers face today.
And certainly do appreciate your insight there today. We're joined by Mr. Dan Ariola, the CEO and founder of ID Commerce and Logistics, a premier outsourcer specializing in product fulfillment, promotional fulfillment, and enterprise solutions here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, due to Amazon's dominance, how has that changed the strategy of both a logistics and or fulfillment provider and the retailer as well?
Yeah, so first and foremost, Amazon's building a world-class logistics and fulfillment solution. You know, they're gaining scale at an alarming rate, as most of you know. You know, they use the benefit of that scale to reinvest back in the business, which only further increases, you know, I think the distance between them and, you know, other e-commerce platforms. And so the retailer's got to look, you know, at what's their strategy and decide, you know, how could they benefit from, you know, working or partnering with Amazon, which is a double-edged sword. And then what are they going to invest in moving forward? You know, the brand story, personalization. I mean, there's a whole host of other things. And, you know, look, at the rate of change in e-commerce is just moving so, so quick. Amazon is, I think, light years ahead of most, if not all, retailers out there. And, you know, even the store locations, I think they're going to have to reimagine those, whether it's on the experience side, making them smaller, more of a, you know, tech friendly, you know, a kiosk solution. I mean, they just, I think, have to reimagine the entire solution moving forward. If not, they really, you know, I really fear for some of these companies being left behind. And, you know, you look at China, just building an enormous amount of infrastructure from manufacturing right to the consumer, cutting out a lot of middlemen, and also selling on Amazon and Baba and all these other platforms. If some of these retailers just, you know, don't get ahead of this and come up with a good plan, they're really going to be left behind. And so they have to really rethink and reimagine their digital strategy. If not, I think they could be out of business, you know, pretty quick here.
Most helpful information, much appreciated. Lastly, what is the one piece of advice you would give to a company that is looking for a logistics or fulfillment provider?
Well, I mean, I think first and foremost is you find the right partner, especially if you're a first-time outsourcer. I know this stuff can be a bit intimidating, but the reality is that, you know, although pricing and experience and these sorts of things are very important, I wouldn't get too caught up in the size or the flashy tech. At the end of the day, business is challenging. The e-commerce industry is literally changing. We had a meeting internally the other day, and just we sort of looked back in the last 2 or 3 years of the things that we were doing 2 or 3 years ago, and just how quickly and how things have changed from the different platforms that we're working with from an e-com standpoint. And so having a partner that is flexible, that can change with you, that's going to be, you know, with you through thick and thin, hold your hand, and just be a better partner overall, that's willing to grow and scale with you. I think that's the most important thing versus, you know, conveyor belts and robots in your building and all that kind of stuff. It's just finding a really good partner that you can grow with and that really cares about being an extension of your brand.
Mr. Ariola, really good stuff here today, and we can't thank you enough for not only being a regular listener of the show, but being a part of the program here today, and certainly appreciate all the insight and advice shared per your expertise. Where can listeners get all the details on ID Commerce and Logistics online?
Yeah, so you can go to our website, which is www.idcomlog.com, and you can always email me at dan.ariola@idcomlog.com. LOG.com.
Perfect. Again, Mr. Areola, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on eCommerce Radio. Certainly wish you and the company all the best.
Thanks for having me.
And certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Dan Areola, the CEO and founder of ID Commerce and Logistics, a premier outsourcer specializing in product fulfillment, promotional fulfillment, and enterprise solutions. And for further details, simply visit idcomlog.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.